eventually get to the cemetery. I need to visit so many people I have known in my life. I miss them. I will get to visit my grandma and grandpa's gravesite, my uncle, and aunts. Almost all of them I want to reminisce. I finally get to the cemetery and walk over to all of the people I knew at the cemetery and begin to talk to them. It was so great. I have been waiting so long to get to the cemetery and just never had the time to come and visit. I mean, how many people ever go to the cemetery to visit anyone? It's too depressing. I was able to catch up on all current events with everyone there. I stayed from the wee hours of the morning until the sun went down and was gone from the horizon. When I was done, I went back to my place to get some rest. While I was resting, I started to reevaluate my whole life. I analyzed it and began to really think. I wish I could get to visit my brother and sister. I haven't been that busy lately. I haven't seen my friends in, well, who knows how long. I don't know why I have to wait so long. It's like I wait for them to come see me and visit me, and I never get to go visit them. I never have the chance or opportunity. I don't get to see my dad and mom that much anymore because they're getting too old to come over to my place and visit. It seems selfish of me to wait for them to come see me if I keep telling myself, when am I going to get the chance to go and visit them? The next morning, Saturday, I just sat there and watched the lawnmower man mow the lawn. He mows every couple of days. It grows pretty quick. I watch others walk through my yard and look at me, but I just get the same look from everyone. It's weird. I just say, "What are you looking at?" They keep on walking as if they're ignoring me and did not want to cause any problems. I can't help it. It's just the way I am. I'm a very vocal person. My parents are coming over to visit me today. I'm glad the lawn was mowed before they arrived. My dad becomes irritable if the lawn isn't mowed before he gets here. Mom always cries every time she comes over. I keep telling her to quit crying. It hasn't been that long since the last time I've seen her. The last time I saw her, I yelled at her. I told her, I'm not mad anymore, and I don't love her any less. I'm just glad to see her. I'm glad I retired, because I haven't seen her so much lately. She eventually calms down. That's not why she was crying, though. She came to tell me the news of my sister passing away. I was frozen. Shocked. I wasn't ready for that one. How? She took her own life. I could barely hear my mother talking. My dad put his arm around her, and she buried her head between his neck and shoulders, eyes closed tightly. She began to howl for the fact that she had to tell me meant she had to hear herself say it out loud and hear it again. Hearing her cry was contagious. My throat became so dry. I tried to hold it back. My sister put her arm around me, and she began to cry too. I told her she didn't have to do what she did. She knew that if she were to die normally, she would go to heaven or hell. This was the only way. She couldn't live with the fact that I was here alone. Now you won't ever get to see Mom and Dad. Doesn't that bother you? Not as much as leaving you here alone. Alone without a visitor.